Well, I don't need no trophy. Celebrate my divinity. And I think you should join me. Throw away your TV screen. Cause you and I are part of the same damn thing. And you and I are one. Yeah, yeah. Well, you can separate.
Well, let me tell you, folks, we've got a lot of talent on this show week after week, and I want to tell you about this girl, Gracie. Playing her guitar, grabbing the attention of the music industry with her powerful voice, Gracie is a 22-year-old upcoming Canadian recording artist. Her vocals have been compared to Etta James, Amy Winehouse, Jill Scott, and Stompin' Tom Connors. Her style ranges from R&B, soul, funk, to jazz, to folk, and even alternative acoustic. Gracie hasn't been performing long. But ever since the Tom Barlow Open Jam Night in 2014, she's been communicating and collaborating with a variety of artists like Thomas Barlow, Tyler, is it Yarama, Chuck Jackson, I know, Chuck's a wild man, and Derek Lathrop. She's now performing three Monday nights each month at Spice on Lakeshore with blues guitarist Gary White. It's an interesting name for black music. Accompanying her on electric guitar, as well as her duo with Gary, Gracie performs with piano player Tyler Yarima, guitar player John Bride, and has just recently started her own R&B band. This young songwriting talent continues to surprise her audience with new material and always puts her own twist on the covers that she performs. Ladies and gentlemen, how about a big rousing round of applause from everyone in the studio for the one and only Gracie.
Thank you.
Wow, it sounds like there's a lot of people here.
I know.
And the audience leapt to its foot. Have you ever played in front of one person? Just gone to it like
yes.
On your own? Have you really?
In my car.
No, I mean on stage, like at a real place.
Well, yes, actually. I did. It was the bar, like the bartender and
yeah.
Me. That was it.
It's fun. It's fun. You
yeah.
Know what? I saw, what's your name? Tim?
Do you remember
Randy Stonehill? You don't need to go to the mic. I just want to talk to you.
Okay, why?
He did a gig. You know, he was like one of the grandfathers of Christian music or whatever,
yes.
Christian rock.
Yes.
He did a gig and like seven people were there. And he gave it like there were 100,000 people. And that's mm-hmm. professionalism.
Well, he's got
for
double
sure.
vision, right? So probably
stop
look
it. That's why I don't give him a mic. So were you born and raised in this area, Gracie?
I was, yeah.
What high school did you go to?
I went to Holy Trinity.
Holy Trinity?
Yeah. Sixth Line and Dundas.
Did you grow up in a Catholic family or?
Really? I did
yeah.
actually. Yeah. Yeah.
The music thing. When did it really start for you? Let's do the whole tell me about your life thing.
Well, I've been singing my whole life. Essentially, I don't really know when that started.
But
all
like
I
an
know,
irritating kid that wouldn't shut up, kind of thing.
Kind of.
Yeah.
I was the baby in the high chair that was singing Niagara Falls, Ontario. When it came on the TV.
How did that go again? I remember that. How did
like,
that go?
Niagara Falls, Ontario.
No, wasn't it Marineland?
Marineland.
Sorry.
Marineland.
Yes, Marineland.
Everyone loves Marineland. They ask
yeah.
that at the border now. It used to be,
oh,
if, are you Canadian? Yes, I don't have any ID, though. Okay, well, what's the number of pizza? 967. Okay, come on in.
Exactly. That's your
so
ID.
So you'd sing that as a kid, huh?
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
fun.
And then I met the singer.
And one of the belugas.
You met the singer, the jingle
did.
Singer?
I did.
How? How did that happen?
She was in Port Credit. She's in
Didn't
Nashville
Didn't we have her
now.
On the show? Didn't we have someone who sang like a jingle on the show?
I'm sorry. She
I'm
was
trying to
right in the middle of a
name.
Sentence.
No, we've had her here.
I'm
sure
trying to remember her name right now, but it's not coming to my head.
That's
but,
okay.
Yeah, it was a pretty awesome experience.
Tell me about this guitar you're playing, because it's a beautiful looking
yeah.
guitar.
So this is basically a Thyssen guitar.
Okay.
My friend John Thyssen, he's actually in the area as well.
He makes these?
He made this guitar. He's not like, you know, selling them or anything, but he's very talented at making leather goods and many things. Like, he makes his own beer. So he's really talented in that.
This is the kind of guy we all got to know.
Yeah.
Maybe we should have him on the show. Yeah.
But it's East Indian rosewood. And,
holy cow.
It's got this sound hole on the top that I really love.
Why?
I think, honestly, it just helps me hear everything.
Oh, that's
better.
A good idea. Did you see that?
Yeah.
We've already had this
conversation. You've had this conversation. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Because it goes up into your face.
Totally. It's amazing.
It's like a little mini monitor.
Yeah, basically. And
what's it sound like? I want to hear the guitar just kind of right now,
okay.
Please, if you don't mind. Just play a little anything one. That is beautiful. What do you have, like a 7-fret stretch? That's pretty amazing.
4.
Oh, well done.
But they're closer together when you get up the
fretboard,
yeah. Right?
Yeah, so. True.
Yeah, it's a beautiful sound. I'm in drop D right now, so I would play campfire chords, but...
No, that's all right. I heard about you through our good friend Jane Harbury.
Mm-hmm.
And Jane represents a lot of the musicians that come through the studio. And she said, you're the bomb.
Awesome.
So when Jane says something, I listen.
Yeah.
Because she's got a good ear.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm really appreciative.
All right, let's do a song. What do you want to do?
I'm going to perform a tune called Behind the Line. I wrote it last night.
You did not. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. No, I actually wrote it last night.
I'm excited. This is the first time, right?
Yeah. I'm very excited. So
very cool.
I hope you guys like it.
Very cool. Well, again, for her first time on radio, her first time on the Drew Marshall Show, the one and only Gracie.
Would you take the time to fight? Would you take the time to fight? I'm behind the lines tonight. Thank you. should take the time to fight. I'm living behind the light. I'm living behind the light.
Stuff. Gracie on the Drew Marshall Show. Much. Man. Oh. You know, I can't remember the last time we had someone on who sucked. Tim?
Me, when the dog started howling.
Oh, yeah, right. There's that moment, that tender moment. Gracie, that was beautiful. And that was just a last night thing.
Yeah.
So where did that come from? Were you drunk?
No.
No, I'm just kidding. No, because I'm always, and I'm joking, but I'm very fascinated in... you know, where creativity comes from. Mm-hmm. And I talk about this probably too much on my show, but I quite often wonder, like, my creative stuff comes when I'm in the funk.
Right. Love the funk.
Know what I mean? When I'm down in the darkness.
Absolutely.
You know, that's when I bleed. So
yes.
What happened last night?
Well, honestly, I was figuring out my set list for this show and I'm looking through.
I need something else.
I'm like, you know, I need something that is good. And
but you didn't just come up with that riff. Has that riff been floating around a while?
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't really think that everything is original anymore, right?
Like, true story.
I mean, everything. Yeah.
There's nothing new under the sun.
Yeah, artists come up with things because of the artists that they've heard, right? Mm-hmm. So I guess you could say that this is influenced by Nirvana.
Sure.
And,
aren't you too young for Nirvana?
I'm too young for a lot of things.
Yeah.
I have a lot of influences that are super not in my realm.
Like?
Mahavishnu Orchestra, John McLaughlin, Sly and the, what was it?
Sly and the Family Stone?
Sly and the Family Stone.
Can I tell you a quick story about Sly?
Yes, absolutely.
Up until recently, when he finally won his court case,
mm-hmm.
he has been sleeping in his vehicle.
Oh my God.
Like, just flat out nothing, down dregs.
Wow.
Right at the gutter.
Wow.
And that, do you hear about the court case, Tim, at all? I can't remember what the details were, but it was a copyright thing or a label owed him some money or something.
Oh, probably label.
Yeah, I reckon.
Brutal.
Anyway, so Sly and the Family Stone. Mm-hmm. I saw a video. As a matter of fact, we posted a video on our, if you sign up for our subscriber list or a Facebook page or whatever, this video of you with some old white guys on stage.
Yeah, that would be the Nomads.
They got some stuff.
They do. They do. Not my band, but...
What was the song you were singing? I can't remember.
Use Me by Bill Withers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Super cool band.
Do 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 do. Now it just sound like a spastic frog.
Feels they point to today. You're me in a crowd of high-class people.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Like, that wasn't even planned. Unbelievable. Well done. Gracie, on the Drew Marshall Show. I just disappeared. Like, I just completely disappeared. Did you see me doing the white man's overbite?
Yeah, totally. You were, like, loving it.
I'm all sweaty now.
Same.
What a great tune, man.
So it's awesome.
Who is the person that, like, who's the musical influence that's in your real life? Like, you know, we know who you listen to and stuff, but is there a real life human being?
Yeah, like, of course.
Like, who?
I have multiple. I have Erykah Badu, super awesome music and lady, just awesome human being. Yeah, and Jill Scott, I love as well. Those two are
But anyone in your family?
My mom sings.
You went really high there. Your mom sings?
My mom sings. You know, she's never performed or anything, but she definitely loves to sing, you know, in the bathroom and stuff.
Yeah. Man.
My grandfather played the accordion as well.
Did he?
Yeah. Which was
Is he still around? Is he still alive? Okay. Do you have his accordion?
No.
Where's his accordion?
I have no idea.
You gotta find the accordion.
I don't even know if it was his.
Oh, it was a stolen accordion.
I have vague memories of him playing accordion.
It was filled by a friend who made the guitar as well.
Yeah.
Had a hole in the top?
Yes.
It doesn't work with an accordion. No, it just goes.
That's pretty accurate sounding.
Yeah, okay. when is your next gig? When can we see you live? Where can we see you live?
I am at Spice Lounge, which is in Port Credit on Lakeshore. But I do have a gig tonight, actually.
Where?
At Sixth Line Pub.
Nice.
On Sixth Line.
Unfortunately, I'll be at the Hare Krishna Temple on Avenue Road tonight.
Okay, awesome. All good. Maybe this might affect our friendship.
Probably. Usually does. Things I do affects a lot of friendships. Is it cover songs mostly that you're doing?
I do a variety of covers. Just stuff like, you know, The Police.
You do The Police?
I do The Police.
Stop. Here we go.
Okay, is it time for The Police?
Yep,
okay.
Just give us a little. Don't do a whole song. Okay. Just give a little. I want you to sample your face off.
Okay, ready?
Here we go. Let's ask the interns if they have any songs that because you're singing my songs. You're singing awesome. Like old guy songs here. Alex, you got a song that you want to see if she does? So, or an artist? How about an artist?
It's an open jam now.
Yeah, open jam. Yep.
Well, you mentioned before you got some Amy Winehouse songs.
I do.
You want to do it? You want to do a whiner song?
Sure.
All right.
I'll whine for you.
What do you got? Tell us.
All right. I do a cover of Back to Black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe we should do that cover of Back to Black.
Yeah, sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, on the Drew Marshall Show, Gracie.
No time to regret, kept his thing away with his say all safe bay. Me in my head high, in my tears dry, get on without my guy. Yeah. What do you know? So far removed from all that we went through, and I to wreck a troubled train. My odds are stacked. I go back to black. We only.
Killed it. Gracie, on the Drew Marshall Show. Maybe the first time I've ever stood up and applauded anybody. Hey, first time?
Have you ever seen me do this? Just when you go to the bathroom.
Man.
Thank you. Powerful song, eh?
No, you.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, sure, you know, it's both, but frig. I can't believe you didn't grow up in like a Von Trapp family or something.
Yeah, you know, my dad's side of the family wasn't too musical.
But you just stink of soul. Like, it's
thank
just...
you. Soul is definitely my realm. Like, I love singing soul. I love it. Everything I write is from the soul, basically. Like...
But are you an optimist? Are you a pessimist? Are you?
I don't know.
Do you prefer the shadows? Are you an extroverted introvert?
Yeah.
What are
I
you?
I mean, I find that a lot of my life I was an introvert. So being on stage was a very interesting experience for me this year, just because, I mean, I'm kind of like being an extrovert and an introvert. You know, I'm trying to get people comfortable with me being an introvert on stage.
Yeah.
So it's a very interesting experience.
But the good thing about it is when you're, let's just analyze this for a second, shall we? Let's get all Dr. Phil on. when you're an introvert performing, you create unintentionally moments that forces the audience to lean into you.
Yes.
Extroverts quite oftentimes don't give the audience that opportunity to lean in because they're always leaning into the audience. They're always out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, who's really good at that is James Taylor. I mean, he is just an awkward, introverted dude.
Yeah, for sure.
But people lean in. You can see it, you know?
Yeah.
And that's how that fourth wall gets broken down.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I feel like, another artist comes to mind, sort of, Mac DeMarco.
Mm.
Super cool, super weird guy, you know? But
kind of like me.
You just
weird.
Ooze coolness
I was
through.
Focusing on the weird.
okay.
Hey, have you ever heard of, first of all, Alicia Brilla? Do you hear a little Alicia Brilla?
I was going to say that right at the start.
Her voice?
Absolutely.
Do you know Alicia? Have you heard her sing?
I've heard of her, yeah.
She's a singer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I want you to go see, if you can, Sayida Baba Taliba. She, I know, great name. She fronts this band.
Can you spell that for it? No.
Her band that she's doing now is called Sate, S-A-T-E, State of
Very
Sate.
Cool.
And you will get a kick out of her.
Sweet.
That's all I'm saying. I don't want to promote someone else while you're on the show. But
no worries. We're definitely going to have to write that down.
Best gig you've ever been to. Best
ever
concert.
Been to?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I saw Stevie Wonder recently.
Did he see you?
I don't know.
Well, I think that... Yeah, no, never mind. Where did
kidding.
You see him?
I saw him at the ACC.
Right.
And he was incredible.
How far away were you?
We were actually really, really close.
Nice.
Incredibly. We were in the second floor.
Nice.
Or sorry, second row. Oh my God, I can't speak.
Wow. You know those are different places, right?
Yeah.
Second floor.
My bad. I'm sorry, guys.
You were in the second row at Stevie Wonder?
Yeah, second row. And I literally found that out when I got there. I'm like looking at the ticket and I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I have second row.
That happened with me and Taylor Swift.
Really?
Except I was the front row, dead center. It was a little awkward. This big dude. Big dude.
Yay! You're just like standing out.
I think they thought I was security or something, so it didn't work. So Stevie Wonder, who is someone...
almost forget that he's blind, eh? Just because of how
he's
good
what?
He is. That he's blind.
He is?
Yeah. Did you know? You just forget because he's so good.
Who is someone that you would like to see?
Oh, man. Seeing John McLaughlin would be incredible for me, just because of how out there he is and how intricate he plays. I don't know. I mean, I saw Erykah Badu, and that was a very, very good show.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to see Jill Scott perform.
Wait,
just because how
I stopped listening to that answer. I'm on to the next question.
Oh, okay.
What do you have, like, ethnic stuff in you? You've got... You're not just an awkward English or Irish person. Right. So you've got, excuse me, you've got Italian.
I have an ethnicity, yeah.
Have you been back to Italy?
I've never been there.
No.
I would love to go. Love.
I think that you would soak up the musical nuances of Italy.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too.
Yeah. I don't know why I said that. That was weird.
Okay.
What's that guy's name? John? Hello. My name's John. Decker. That's it. We're going to play it. This is so awkward. This is...
This is a shirt. It's So John is going to sing a song that's very popular nowadays, as Christ the Lord is risen today, and he's going to do Amora too, okay?
Here we go.
My name is John Dacre.
Nice.
Lord is risen today.
Oh my God.
Hallelujah. Sons of men and angels say hallelujah. Cheer voice and triumph song. Hallelujah.
Not a close up. A close up.
Oh, if only they could see this. Oh my God.
Now, here we go. And this is what made me think of playing it.
Oh, my gosh.
Here we go.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's
oh my God,
amore.
He looks like a funeral director. Wait, the words. The words.
It's amore.
Wait.
Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-ling, ting-a-ling-ling, as a bell ring, amore.
Oh, my God. I'd say, amore. Scrum
scream.
Mr. More.
This guy is my idol.
You're in love.
You're in love.
And you know that you feel amore. To me, but you see, back in old Napoli. That's amore.
Oh, he nailed it at the end, though. He nailed it. How about a hand for Mr. John Dacre on the Drew Marshall Show? Look that one up on the YouTube, kids.
Deep down in my soul, that is me.
That's you? Deep down in your soul, it's you? I hope it isn't.
I'm joking.
All right, let's recover from that. What are you going to do? Sing a song. Sing a real song.
Yeah,
what
sure.
What you going to do? Do you have an original or a cover? What do you got? What do you want to do?
I have both.
Okay.
I mean, we were talking about Erykah Badu, so
let's do it.
I kind of feel like
let's
doing
Badu it.
Bag Lady.
I think
let's
we should.
Let's bag Badu it.
Thank you.
I'm repeating your joke.
Yeah, just for the slow listeners out there.
I'm the only slow listener.
Ladies and gentlemen, our very good friend who will come back again and maybe just hang out with us and not play because she's so fun, Gracie.
Thank you. Your bag, dragging all them bags like that. I guess nobody ever told you all you must hold on to is you. One day, all them bags gonna get in your way. One day, all them bags gonna get in your way. I said one day all them bags gonna get in your way. One day all them bags gonna get in your way. So pack light, pack light. Gonna miss your bus. You can't hurry up, 'cause you got too much stuff. When they see you coming, people take off running from you. It's true. Oh yes, they do. Oh, one day he gonna say you crowded my space. One day he gon' say you crowded my space. I said one day he gon' say you crowded my space. One day he gon' say you crowded my space. So pack lights, pack lights. lights. Peg lights. Ooh, 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 ooh. Girl, I know. Sometimes it's hard, eh? We can't let go. Oh, someone had you, oh, somebody inside. You can't deny it. You can't stop crying. Yeah. So, oh, if you stop breathing, you won't believe it. It feels so much better, so much better, baby. With my garbage bag, lady, let it go, let it go, let it go. What about my Gucci bag, lady? Bet your love can make it better. I'm talking to my Vinny bag, lady. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Backpack on your back, lady. But your love can make it better.
Gracie, fantastic.
Thank
man,
you.
Who'd have thunk that Bag Lady would have been repeated so many times in a song?
Yeah.
And worked. Because it creates
so
a visual.
It really does.
No, but it creates a visual. I mean, it's something that, I don't know. Just, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I think anything that creatively portrays those who are disenfranchised puts a little jab in us.
For sure. Yeah, it's definitely an enjoyable song. I mean, there's much more. If you listen to the actual recording, it's really awesome because there's just so many other things going on.
Yeah, there's a lot of intricacy.
Yeah,
in that song.
But when you really simplify it down to the bass, it's very simple and it's just a good listen.
Do you have a boyfriend?
I do.
Do we have a shout out? Is it shout out time to the boyfriend?
Sure.
Okay.
His name's Tyler Yarema.
You don't say his last name.
Oh,
like all the all
Smith,
the
Tyler Smith.
Smith.
Well,
is,
you said his name already, so I thought.
Oh. Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
Kind of wrong.
Yeah. How did you guys meet?
Music.
Yeah.
I feel like music brought us together. Really.
Oh, isn't
yeah,
that
isn't
nice?
That sweet?
Who made the first move?
Oh my God.
Huh? Come on. Who cracked on to who
like
first?
I feel like he did.
You feel like he did?
Yeah.
Did
I
he
mean,
pursue
he bought
you?
Me my drink, right? So that's...
That was the first move?
Well, yeah. He
Come
talked
on.
To me about my career.
Come on.
Yeah, like,
they got to try
really
harder.
Like your voice.
They got to try harder than that. I have thoroughly... As a matter of fact, I'm going to go overtime with you. I have thoroughly
Yay.
Enjoyed having you here. I want you to do one more song for us, if
Absolutely.
You don't mind.
Absolutely.
And again, how do people get a hold of you? Can I send them to your Bandcamp site? So Gracie, with the number 4, Gracie 4, and that's Gracie 4.bandcamp.com. Keep an eye out for this. I'm going to call you a kid. Keep an eye out for this kid, because Jane Harbury has told me about her, then she's got some stuff. Jane is a special person in the industry, and she knows a lot. She's just very connected and has got a great ear and an eye for talent. So,
yay, Jane.
Yay, Jane. And where are you playing again? Spice on Lakeshore in Burl... No, in where again?
Port Credit.
Dang, I wrote down Burlington now. I even got that wrong. Port Credit. Okay.
Yeah, every Monday night.
I used to buy frozen rats down there.
Frozen rats.
Was it on a stick, too? Like,
Are they delicious, Homer? Homer, have you ever had a frozen rat?
They're so good.
Rat popsicle, like...
Yeah, you just freeze their tails. You don't even need a stick.
Maybe I shouldn't come back. No.
He does that, and it still kills me. He does it every stinking week, and it kills me. Spice on Lakeshore in Port Credit. I bought frozen rats for my son, Snake. Okay? All right?
Okay.
Just clear that up right now.
Okay.
And then where else can people see you? What else is coming up again? You mentioned something else before.
Six Line Pub is tonight.
That's tonight.
It's super.
And where is that again? Would that be on the Six Line?
That would be on the Six Line.
Which is in where?
It's in Oakville.
Okay.
Six Line in Upper Middle.
And what time will you be performing there? In case I get back from the Hare Krishna temple early.
I'm there at 9:30.
9:30. Yeah. Okay. To close? Mm-hmm. What did you do? 3 45-minute sets?
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, that's hard in the pipes.
Got to start at the bottom.
Can you imagine if you were my age and when you were doing this kind of thing, the room would be filled with smoke?
Oh, for sure.
Filled.
For sure.
And if you're a smoker, that's fine. But if you're not, you know.
Totally. Yeah. But I wouldn't mind too much because I do... smoke here and there.
Yeah, and actually, I have found that it actually tightens up my, I don't know, my vocal cords just seem, that and whiskey, if I have both
yeah.
of those things,
oh, yeah.
my vocal cords just zone right in.
Totally. A lot of the jazzers have done
Should I
that.
Be admitting that on air?
Yes.
Yes, you should.
I'm just trying to relate to the artist. All right, what song are we singing? Take us out.
I'm going to do a song of mine called Sweet Side.
Why'd you write it? What's it about?
It's about my boyfriend.
Icky no. poo-poo right, Tyler.
That's really lame. No, honestly, it's just about like that really awesome feeling that you feel when you meet somebody new, and they're really awesome. And yeah.
Gracie yes. on the Drew Marshall Show.
You've got a smile, stays on my mind for a while, and I must admit it's a little intoxicating. Whenever you're around me, I don't have a care in the world, and I get chills down my spine just thinking about being your girl, and I want you to stay. I want you to stay. Ooh, maybe I'll show you my sweet side. Ooh, you know, people be talking. Don't care what they say. I'm still gonna be me, living my life day to day. All I want not just any man, a good man. I want him to stay. Yeah, maybe I'll show him my sweet side. I want you to stay, stay, baby, stay for a little while longer, yeah. I want you to stay, oh, and maybe, 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 maybe I'll show you my sweet side.
Good night.
You. I gotta say, these radio shows, I mean, they're, God, I feel nervous as hell, but.
No.
But it's nice.
Just knocked it out of the park. You are just ridiculously good. So good. Tim, tell me she's good.
He's good.
Thanks, Tim. Thanks, Tim. What a pleasure to have. I know this is going to sound cheesy, but, you know, I wish I'd brought in, you know, the young up-and-comers for a lot longer than what I've been doing. Because if I'd been doing what I'm doing now, I would have had Justin Bieber in, you see, before he was big.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah, you know what I mean?
Totally.
And that's where
Was he from, Burlington or Brampton?
Stratford. He's from Stratford.
Stratford, yeah. Right.
And this is where I see you going, except I can't see you urinating in a janitor's bucket or throwing eggs at your neighbor's house.
Time.
Give some time.
No, yeah, I don't know about that.
I am just...
Never say never.
All right, folks, we are going to take a very short break on our show, and when we come back, there will be some foolishness, there will be some seriousness, and there will be lots more of the Drew Marshall Show. Stay with us.
7, 6, commencing countdown, engines on. 3, 2, check ignition, 1, and may God's love be with you. This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade, and the papers want to know whose shirt you wear. Now it's time to leave the capsule if you dare. This is Major Tom to ground control. I'm stepping through the door.